Today, employment under the hood, the bedpan economy. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest edition of our new podcast service. The employment and wage data from the ABS last week was not flash. With job growth momentum easing, unemployment higher, and wages growth continuing at glacial speed. So it's worth asking, what is really going on under the hood? To do that, we've looked at the ABS data over the last decade to drill into the detail, and frankly, it's not pretty. First, we looked at employment across the industry sectors. Healthcare leads the way now at 14.2% in terms of the number of people employed, followed by retail at 11.1%, education and training at 9.2%, and manufacturing at 7.9%. For comparison purposes, about 12% of the US workforce is employed in the healthcare sector. Then we compared the relative distribution by industry groups now and back in 2005. Over that decade or so, there's been a considerable shift in industry distribution. The fastest growing sector is healthcare, which has expanded relatively by 2.7%. The next largest growth sector was professional and technical services at 1.4% and mining at 1.3%. Construction grew relatively by 1.1%. And at the other end of the spectrum, manufacturing fell by a massive 4.3%, followed by retail down 1.2%, and information and technology and media down 0.5%. Or, in other words, relatively more people are working in the healthcare sector than a decade ago. And drilling further into the data, we see a significant rise in the number of females working in this sector, as well as significant growth in part-time employment in the sector. The final piece of analysis looks at relative weekly income across specific industry sectors. More than half of all people working in retail earn less than $600 a week. More than half of people in healthcare earn less than $800 a week. Half the average of all industry sectors earns less than $1,000 a week, whilst half of those in the resource and mining sector earn more than $1,800 a week. So retail and healthcare sector workers are intrinsically low paid. So now let's put that together. All this goes some way to explain the shifts in employment and income. The healthcare sector has been an important generator of jobs in recent years, and healthcare is expected to continue to expand employment in coming years. But the jobs will continue to shift to low paying support occupations, reflecting changing demographics and greater demand. About 40% of the sector's workers are not directly involved in treating a patient. Instead, they work in jobs such as office or administrative work and food preparation. Others are working in health support occupations like home care and personal assistance. These jobs are paid significantly less than care practitioners. But the healthcare sector is more labour intensive than other sectors, such as manufacturing. And this translates into a relatively lower share of output. So growth in healthcare does not guarantee broad-based prosperity, because beyond the high pay of healthcare practitioners, the healthcare jobs in highest demand pay lower than average wages. In fact, the truth is that growth in jobs are in sectors which are service industries, and these do not really create new value. They simply circulate money in the system, perhaps from superannuation savings, to pay for medical care. Thus, the growth in jobs is not assisting overall economic growth, and the lower average wages is depressing overall wage growth. Workers in the healthcare sector are also less likely to press hard for pay rises. So the bottom line is that we have a structural problem in the economy, where more people are doing important work helping those needing healthcare assistance, but the overall economic contribution impact is net negative, hence the lower GDP growth and wages growth. If you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or question. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for taking the time to listen, and I'll talk to you again next time.